I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel with some good old-fashioned morals instilled in us from fables and fairy tales.
Slow and steady wins the race.
What's right for one may be wrong for another.
Treat others the way you'd like to be treated.
In today's world, TV shows and movies aimed at children often weave lessons into their narratives. NPR's Elizabeth Blair wanted to see whether children actually get these messages.
Let's take one of today's highest-rated TV shows among 2 to 11-year-olds.
I was a girl in the village doing all right. Then I became a princess overnight. Now I got
Disney's Sophia the First is about a regular girl from the village who ends up a princess. Rick Porter of Los Angeles likes that his little girl watches the show because it's
about being true to yourself and not letting the trappings of royalty change you.
And what does he think his daughter would say about Sophia?
She's a princess, she's happy, and she has a pretty purple dress.
Now, of course, both opinions are valid, but is Rick Porter's daughter getting the message, be true to yourself? Let's ask an academic.
The capacity to understand a so-called moral of the story involves several cognitive and logical steps.
Sita Pai is a researcher with Common Sense Media, which rates and reviews all kinds of children's media. She says to get the moral or lesson of a story, a child needs to first be able to understand what a character's intentions are and then the consequences of those intentions.
And then they need to be able to make some sort of judgment about that sequence.
But even when they do, says Pai,
research among U.S. populations of kids indicates that this ability to articulate a moral theme develops fairly slowly.
Not until about age 9 or 10, says Pai. And by that age, a lot of kids have moved on to other stories. Rick Porter, whose daughter watches Sophia, is the editor of the ratings website TV by the Numbers.
I was surprised to see this. The number 2 show among 9 to 14-year-olds is The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead, number 2 among cable shows for 9 to 14-year-olds, is a gory, post-apocalyptic series about zombies and humans battling each other.
Come on, stay close!
Don't!
Stay close!
Psychology professor and early childhood researcher Yvette Harris of the Miami University of Ohio says the show might be okay for young adults, but 9 and 10-year-olds are unlikely to understand The Walking Dead's underlying message.
Violence is sometimes justified, and it's the hero who actually can engage in violent behavior because the justification is this hero is protecting everybody and saving the world.
You cannot predict whether a child will really understand the moral or the message of a particular tale.
Jack Zipes has written several books about fairy tales. He also developed a storytelling program in Minneapolis where kids read and interpret fairy tales like Little Red Riding Hood. After some discussion, the teacher asked the kids to rewrite the story based on a what-if question.
For instance, what if Little Red Riding Hood knew karate? Or what if Grandma ate the wolf? Or what if the wolf were a vegetarian?
Zipes says the exercise helps children think more critically about the tale, but even then they might not be able to say what the moral is. But he says adults aren't always clear about the moral of the story either. A 17th century version of Little Red Riding Hood, says Zipes, was written as a cautionary tale about rape.
Little girls who invite wolves into their parlors deserve what they get. Now, that's a very clear moral, and it's very sexist, obviously.
Today, we might just say it's don't talk to strangers.
Let us tell an old story anew, and we will see how well you know it.
Maleficent, starring Angelina Jolie, is a retelling of Sleeping Beauty from the evil fairy's point of view. It's really Maleficent's backstory. 7-year-old Grace Feldman of Laurel, Maryland, says it's one of her favorite movies.
It has evil, which I like evil. It has nice. I like nice.
Maleficent starts out nice.
It's not right to steal, but we don't kill people for it.
With her majestic wings, she grows up to be the strongest of the fairies. But the human kingdom wants to conquer her enchanted forest kingdom. A soldier brutally cuts off Maleficent's wings, and that's when she turns evil. When he becomes king, she puts a curse on his firstborn.
Before the sun sets on her 16th birthday, she will prick her finger on the spindle of the spinning wheel and fall into a sleep like death.
But in this retelling, Maleficent repents and ultimately awakens the princess from her sleep-like death. She becomes kind again and reunites the two kingdoms. The message, a person can be both hero and villain, is powerful, says Yvette Harris.
It reflects the reality of the world. And it also helps children understand the range of emotions and how emotions fit in to helping people walk through the world.
But for 7-year-old Grace Feldman, that's a lot to take in.
She gets angry, she turns back, she gets angry. It's kind of confusing sometimes.
But Feldman still loves the movie. She was Maleficent for Halloween. When kids learn fables and fairy tales, they probably won't fully absorb their morals until they become adults. Maybe not even then. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.